Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
I'm with two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. We got Ray with us.
Hey.
El Guapo looking like he just killed someone at a truck stop. We figured out some new toys and some new tricks because we played with this stuff when we were sober, and Brian's apparently on the beach.
That's right, with my green screen.
And we got some fun music going. That was some smooth, sexy jazz, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was actually tempted to do an intro and mention that, like, oh, we are bringing you good. We were about to bring you one sexy hour of the news of the week.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Anyway, that was fun. You guys got anything in particular you want to talk about before we get started? You know,
well, we should probably make the announcement we've been teasing for a little while now.
We have been teasing, which is unlike us. We usually pretend like we're gonna do something, then never actually do something.
But we've come to the conclusion that the one show a week is just getting too long. We end up talking for 3+ hours, and we feel like we're more likely to get more people clicking on it and watching it and listening if we do two shorter shows during the week. Plus, I feel like doing two shows will also give us another chance to hop on and stay more current on our topics a little bit, rather than, you know, putting something in our document tomorrow and not getting to it till the next Saturday. So
that does suck when it sits there for a week, because half the time
we don't even talk about it.
Yeah, we just throw it out because it's a week old now.
Yeah.
Well, here's hoping we can keep the show like an hour and a half, maybe. You know,
right. Uh-huh. Maybe like an hour and a half on Saturday and like an hour on, you know, Tuesday.
Yeah, and we've been saying this for a while, but at least I have. It's like, I'm a podcast listener, and I will rarely click on something 3 hours long unless it's someone I'm a big fan of and I know what they're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
I can't believe anyone's clicked on any of our 3-hour shows. But thank you.
Yeah. More and more people are doing it. So
yeah, Ray, you got some cord right across your camera.
Nobody's watching this.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, we get more views than listens, believe it or not.
What? I thought we get more listeners than view.
No.
Okay.
We have been doing pretty good on the listens, though. All right. Well, so there we go. We'll be doing an extra episode a week, at least for a little while. We're going to try it out. You know, it might suck, and we might say this is too much work. We were talking about doing the Tuesday episode sober.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to do a Jeffrey and Brian.
We're going to have a beer in hand, at least. Mm. It may be more YouTube compliant, but.
One quick question. How is Ray always in portrait mode?
He's on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Can't you just turn your phone sideways then? Much better. Nice picture. Oh, look at the pretty stickers. Yeah,
now
my course not going to be.
Huh? Yeah, now we can see more stickers on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's for my little girl. Happy birthday.
Ooh, look at that.
I wasn't invited.
Just a little in-laws. That's pretty much it.
All right, let's get started. And now I'm realizing that I should have put these in a different order, because the first topic list would have rolled right into Virginia, no problem. You want to get it started, and I'll see if I can go find the Virginia stuff.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, we talked briefly last week about the time capsule and the Robert E. Lee statue site. And the one they found was not the actual time capsule. They found another one this week. And this one has a lot more Confederate memorabilia in it and things like that.
We made a bunch of jokes about this. Well, at least, for a while, about like they found a second capsule. It's like, first of all, how did someone sneak one in?
Well, they're thinking it was the construction workers the company that did the construction of it put it in themselves.
I could see that. Why not? Maybe this is the way we see it versus the wealthy elites putting that managed to afford to put a statue in.
Yeah.
Thing is, wasn't the stuff they found in the one by the construction workers less offensive?
Oh yeah.
Than the one they found by the government that put one in?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of Civil War memorabilia in the first one.
There was none.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and what did we find? We found basically what. Oh, I'm sorry. They found basically what they expected to, right? And this one was like all the weird Civil War stuff and the.
They found picture. They found books, money, ammunition.
Picture of dead Lincoln.
Yeah.
Was that? I think that was something they expected to find, right?
Yeah, a picture of Lincoln lying in a coffin. There was a newspaper from 1887. And a bunch of Civil War memorabilia.
Just couldn't let that one go, could they? They had to put it in a time capsule for us to find later when we...
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with all these Confederate monuments? I mean, well, they're tearing them all down.
What really pisses me off is somebody has decided that they should be given to a Black History Museum.
I understand the argument, but why not an American History Museum?
Like, why is Black History Museum different? It's talking about melting them down and using the metals for something else. They're not keeping the statues. They're destroying the statues.
That sounds weak to me. Like, for example, to destroy the symbol is to attempt to erase it, and you can't.
That's what they're talking about doing.
Well, there's a reason why Auschwitz is still standing. It's to remind the entire world what could happen if we don't pay attention to what's going on around us.
Well, if it was in the United States, it would have been demolished by now.
And that's a terrible thing to do. You have to keep that there. It's like, hey, look at what humans are capable of, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that all happened in Norfolk, right in Richmond, right?
Yeah, Richmond. Uh-huh. That's Virginia news.
Apparently, they got their new candidate for, a congressman or something. I don't know. Is that a local or a federal election?
That's a local.
All
right, I figured it was. Oh crap! I didn't do a local thing this week. I don't always.
You get to vote on that one, right?
No, it's downtown Norfolk. Okay. So this guy just he ran for a re-election back in November, and now he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna quit because I want to take care of my family, this and that." Like, so what the hell you run for? Which is good because sometimes people not paying attention to this local election and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And probably we can sneak in a Republican delegate in there.
If it's downtown Norfolk, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, but if people are aware about it, but it's not that many people
there. It might help that we now have an African-American, I think, lieutenant governor, or is it the attorney general?
Is she African American? I thought she.
No, she's Jamaican. She's from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to be a jerk here, but to assume all Black people are African American.
I don't assume that at all. I mean,
I know, Dick. I don't know if you guys remember several years ago.
African American.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember a while ago when Macron was running for office in France, and there was a black man running for office. And CNN actually called this person a French African American. Okay. And it's like, no, that green screen got weird.
French American, the French African.
Yeah. And it's like, no, they're not African American. Like, oh, that's what we call Black people. And I was like, no, that's what you call African American people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, so Black is a color.
The guy running for delegate right now is Giovanni. I forgot his last name.
Was he Honduran?
Yeah, no, it's funny. So he called the radio station. I listened to the local one, and he was talking to them like, okay, cool. So an Italian guy. You know, he's probably ex-Navy guy, electricians, aviation electrician or something like that. And okay. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, so I was expecting an Italian guy. No, this guy's Honduras, black, and got Italian last name, and he's a Republican. I don't know how they're going to flip that.
Is he gay too?
I don't know about that. I have no idea.
Was he born with a vagina?
No.
All right, because those are only two boxes left to check, right?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Virginia, doing all sorts of stuff, and Virginia's having a red tsunami down there.
Yeah.
Apparently, more parents are pissed in Virginia.
Well, apparently, a couple of weeks ago, the school board came out and said that they weren't going to make masks mandatory, and now everybody's freaking about Omicron.
Omicron.
They voted to make it mandatory again. And they ended up voting for it in a closed session meeting because the parents were screaming and shouting at them, saying, you're going to lose your job over this. We're going to vote you out.
The problem is, do enough of the parents that are actually upset about this vote in this stuff? Because some of these schools... Okay, I was about to say something silly because I was about to explain how a town government works. And that's not the way the rest of the world works. So, never mind. Here in this little actual town, it wouldn't even be a town hall meeting for this. This would be done in the school.
Yeah, this is done at the school board level.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought cities did it in on a ballot. My mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you still vote for the school board members on the ballot.
But yeah, no, like it would be where I am, it'd be a town hall meeting type thing in a school, like in the high school. Okay. And like, we'd be like, no, I want this person. No, I want this person. Yeah, like, there's no, you have a degree of anonymity in a town vote until it's close. Then they have to count hands and you're standing there with your hand up, you know?
Right.
Sorry. I get off on this a lot because it's such a weird way to do things. I kind of like it, but it's a little weird at the same time, you know? Uh-huh. Anyway, these parents are pissed. They're basically going to make sure everyone gets voted out.
They're going to try.
Is anyone going to run to fill these positions?
Yeah, I think there will be.
I keep hearing that we're going to vote everyone. Everyone should vote everyone out of office, but no one new runs. I blame us for that too. Any of the three of us could run for local government.
Yeah.
None of us want to do that job.
No, I don't. Too many skeletons in the closet.
Well, I mean, Ray's already got it in because, like, the guy in New Jersey, the truck driver, you know, so.
Oh, I was
unprepared. I need to buy donuts.
I was unprepared for that, Brian. I was going to do fun stuff when you said stuff like that. Like, bring up your truck driver again.
Yeah, so Ray, you know, he's got the in with the New Jersey congressman because he's a truck driver.
We'll circle back also with you directly.
Sorry. I wanted to hit circle back when you said it first time. I was like, I wasn't ready for it. But yeah, we were going to circle back to that truck driver. Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's he's all alone, isn't he? Hey, we can talk about him right now if you know where he is.
Well, I mean, this is the Colorado guy, not the congressman. But the Colorado guy, he got
110 years.
The 110-year guy. There was so much outrage that the judge lowered his sentence down to 10 years.
Quick question before we dive into that. Did either one of you look this up or did you stumble across this information?
It showed up on my newsfeed.
Fascinating, because I stumbled across the truck driver thing and I saw very little about it, and I saw nothing about his reduction in sentence, and I haven't seen anyone else talking about it. So I'm under the assumption here, or the belief at least, that people haven't even heard about this except for the people in Colorado.
Right.
Like, I didn't see it on the news. Did you?
No, I just saw it on, you know, a regular news article that showed up on my news feed. So.
Yeah.
nothing. I don't watch regular TV news anyway, so.
True. Oh, I see what it is. Your head's hitting the screen when you lean back to take a big swig, isn't it?
No, I mean, it's back further, but.
All right.
So you anyway, just want to catch the sun? Or you just want to catch the sun?
Yeah.
Sun, you need sunglasses next time.
All right. And a big floppy bonnet. So anyway, I took the governor to commute his sentence to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So an executive action.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of time still for me for an actual accident, but we even mentioned this last week, was he did make a bunch of mistakes that he should have done better. Yeah. And what was it, 4 people died or something?
Yeah.
That's 4 charges of vehicular manslaughter, even if it is an accident. That's a lot of time in prison.
Yeah.
But at least you didn't just, you may as well just hand the kid was he 23 or something?
Yeah, he was really young. Yeah.
Yeah, you may as well just hand him a noose. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get Epstein himself, or get Epsteined. Speaking of Epstein. Actually, no. Instead of speaking of Epstein, let's talk about dead people.
All right.
Where do we start? Let's start with the one that no one cares about. Harry Reid died.
The man that went into the Senate in poverty and came out a billionaire.
He came out a billionaire with a B?
He came out very wealthy.
What is that? 3 commas?
Yeah.
1,000, 100,000, million, 4 commas.
Okay.
Dear God, that's a lot of commas.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he used to be a majority leader in the Senate, right?
Yes, he was the one that first started the rollback on the filibuster.
Which always blew my mind. The Democrats have been pushing against the filibuster for a long time. But they have used it more than the Republicans have over the last like 70 years.
Yeah.
They always want to pull the plug when it's someone else's advantage.
Right.
Just an interesting observation, I suppose. Uh-huh. But Harry Reid said, you know, I didn't like the guy, but I didn't wish death upon him. And he did serve in government for a long time. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I may disagree with you, but, you know, he thought he was doing a good thing. So, you know, I what is it? Pharisees and following winds.
Yeah.
Or relax, shipmate. We got the watch.
And John Madden also passed away this week at 85.
That is most unfortunate.
Yeah, a lot of kids 85 for the video game.
85, yeah.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, he lived a long life.
Yeah, I don't know. He was famous, but he was more famous for
the video games.
Yeah, or for being loud, you know.
Not really. His commentary, basically, a description of the video action, what's going on.
He was the color commentator. He's pretty much invented color commentary when it came to the NFL games. He had that little pad that he would draw on.
That was pretty cool, actually.
And the screen to explain the plays and things like that, long before there was technology in place to be able to do it. So, and he also had a weird thing. He wouldn't fly to any games. He refused to fly. He had a bus that would be driven around to him.
Someone pinged.
That was me. I got to text.
It's all right.
So he had a bus that he used during the NFL season that took him from game to game every week.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
No, he didn't do any of the driving. He paid somebody to do it. So
true.
But he was. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You're right. That big bus. He was famous for that bus and that stupid turducken, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I tried a turducken once.
You didn't like it?
It was incredibly difficult to prepare. Like, no, it was a ton of work. And what was it? The chicken is in the duck, is in the turkey.
Okay.
Or is it the ducks in the, I don't know. Either way, the bird on the inside most didn't cook properly if you didn't dry out the turkey.
Okay. I wonder if you could put that in the deep fryer.
Maybe,
like
maybe
turkey fryers.
Maybe I should have set the convection oven up. But it was an incredibly difficult thing, and it wasn't that great, but it was cool having six drumsticks. You ready to talk about the saddest thing ever?
Yeah, it happened yesterday on New Year's Eve. 99 years old.
Betty White has passed. All right, we don't have to do the entire 3 minutes of this.
But yeah, that was really shocking. And you even came across as like, are you sure? Because this article comes out every year about this time that she passed away.
Exactly. The first thing I said was, this comes out every year. And then I was like, oh my God, I found the actual article. Sorry, my dog just opened the door that I cleverly closed. I just watched her do it. Yeah, 99 years old, 16 days from today, on the 17th, she was going to turn 100 years old.
Yeah, she had a big Zoom party planned.
That would have been cool.
And it was weird because I was just seeing other articles coming out about how she lived such a long and healthy life before the announcement of her death came out.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I just read something about her and Ryan Reynolds flirting a lot through Twitter or whatever about how Ryan Reynolds couldn't resist himself around Betty White doing that movie with Sandra Bullock, The Engagement.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I almost made a funny little montage video once I figured out how to do this stuff today with all the neat stuff. But it was going to be like pictures and like Betty White doing different things in her career, and I was gonna do something from that movie with them, and she's like, to the walls, to the sweat drips off my balls. But then I realized that sounded like a ton of work for something I don't get paid for.
Right. Well, yeah, it was really sad. You know, a lot of tributes are out about her and stuff, and we did a tribute to her on our page, even, you know, where we said we weren't drinking for the New Year's. We were drinking for Betty White.
And it wasn't a bottle of beer. It was a bottle of Jack. Yep. Well, she'll be missed. She's been a great entertainer for
decades.
I was going to say, well longer than I've been alive, because I've seen some pictures of her in movies when she was much younger.
Yeah, she was in Mary Tyler Moore. She was in a couple shows before that. She was in, of course, in Golden Girls, which everybody knows her from.
Betty White was a fox back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that's the right term to use for the time period. or do we prefer the term split tail?
I don't know.
You obviously don't know what split tail means, but that's all right. All right, where do you want to go next? I heard something about bombings, but it was nothing. I don't understand why it didn't make bigger news, but it really didn't. Did you hear about some guy blowing up his trailer?
No.
Neither did I. Same thing happened under Trump, though, when a dude blew up, was it a trailer he drove in the middle of the road and blew up? And it was international news for like a week. But yeah, they're trying to attach this to Trump again. So it's the same basic thing. I don't know. You remember the last guy who blew his trailer up or whatever?
Yeah, like, yeah, vaguely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he had the big like PA statement, like, everyone get clear, do not be harmed. Yeah, uh-huh, and he was making a political statement. Like, I'm going to blow up everything I have then, because fuck everyone.
Right.
It looks like this was a similar thing. Like, No one was killed. Some dude like blew up his trailer. I think that's what it is, right? See, this is what I get for expecting myself to remember what I read in an article like 5 days ago. Yeah, mobile home detonated on 2nd Avenue in Nashville, Tennessee. 5:30 in the morning, too. What a weird time to set off a bomb, huh?
Yeah.
I suppose there are way people
setting his alarm clock and were mistaken.
Maybe.
Like, hey, let me go get up 5 o'clock in the morning, you know? Like, oops, wrong alarm. Mm.
Set it on the wrong phone.
Yeah. That was a wake-up call, big time.
Speaking of, was it Bobbert or Green that said something about Ilhan Omar and having a backpack in an elevator?
I don't know.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Lauren Bobbitt's kind of crazy. Marjorie Taylor Greene's kind of crazy, but they entertain me. Like, they're not crazy dangerous like Pelosi is.
No, Pelosi's just drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I heard she might be retiring
to Florida. Yeah, because they expect to lose control of the House after the election.
So they're just going to, like, walk away and quit?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Democrat.
She's going to Florida, too.
Yeah, where she doesn't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Because California's too restrictive.
She don't have to pay income tax.
Ooh, what about capital gains tax? Because that's where she makes all of her money is through. Well, actually, she can't make money insider trading if she's not in government.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Anyway, Christmas Day bombing. I don't know. Did you want to go into this? Well, I guess we have to bring up Christmas. It just happened, and we did a Christmas Eve episode.
Yeah. Yeah, this is some MSNBC columnist that was freaking out about the NORAD Santa tracker, and we gotta get the military out of tracking Santa
for Santa safety.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is the picture, the thumbnail used for the video version of this show last week, was a traditional like Santa sleigh in front of the moon thing, but it was almost on one of the ones where you have like the F-16s, F-18s, right, whatever, right, escorting Santa.
Uh-huh.
I almost used one of those, but I couldn't find a good one that was free. And yeah, it didn't necessarily seem appropriate, but then I go and read this crap there.
Yeah. You know,
and I was like, oh my God.
These people got way too much time on their hands. So this is what they're worried about in life.
Well, the 12-year-old, the 5-year-old isn't butthurt about the United States defense system tracking Santa. They're right. Excited because they know where Santa is. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be here tonight at, you know? It drives me nuts that people just, they want to be offended so bad that they'll find a reason for their butt to hurt.
Yep.
If you want your butt to hurt that bad, I mean, I know a couple bars down in Virginia, you know, the manhole, the brown rod, the stinky fist, it'll make your butt hurt, you know? All right. All right. So after Christmas, most people get a week off, then you get New Year.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things happen in New Year. One is sometimes new laws come into effect, and sometimes, well, not sometimes, people start looking at their taxes because that's when the year ends.
Uh-huh.
Whichever one you prefer, go with, because...
Well, yeah, apparently, most people don't realize this, but you're supposed to claim your income from stolen goods and illegal activities. That's got to be reported on your taxes.
Well, yeah, if you stole a bunch of like Louis Vuitton bags and sold them on the street corner for only $600 a piece, you made 100% profit on that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. In terms of that, I mean, you got an infinite amount of profits. What's the tax on an infinity profit? Just have to pay sales tax, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess same idea as a yacht sale, right?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, the IRS wants you to claim that diamond jewelry that you stole and you smashed and grabbed at a K jeweler and sold on the street corner. Has this ever worked to catch a criminal?
No. And the way the government communicates with each other, different branches, no I don't kidding. Think they would be able to put two and two together.
It just, the people that are robbing stores are probably not paying taxes at all. like instead of banning guns, let's just outlaw murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm gonna make an effort to do this. I might even make a funny jingle for it. I've tried this before. This is the dumbest thing I heard all week.
All right.
Hey, Ray, is this the dumbest thing you heard all week?
Not really. Remember when it came out? Remember when it came out? Like, hey, if you're jealous of your competitor that sells weed, let us know. We take care of him. And actually, the police station was the one that, like, let us know where your competitor is so we can
take care of him. Oh, I've seen that.
I think that was in Canada when they were doing legalized weed.
Yeah, but that...
No. They're like, this is before that. It was here in the States. Like, hey, you're jealous of your guy selling more weed than you? Let us know where he is. We take care of how to the market for you so they can snitch each other.
But typically speaking, if someone's working a street corner selling their product and someone's working the same street corner, it's not usually the police they call. It's usually their buddies that come with guns.
Yeah.
But that was an old thing. I said, this is the dumbest thing I heard all week. Not in my life.
Oh, sorry. But yeah. I mean, how about AOC going to Florida?
Well, claim your stolen goods on your taxes.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Come on.
I thought it was a Babylon Bee something. You're like, all right, it's Babylon Bee, but I don't know. Is it real?
This is real.
Oh my God.
It sounds so Babylon Bee. It's, you know, just like the gun turning program. Not the gun turning program. I'm sorry. When they do, like, oh, you won the lottery, just come down to the police station to pick up your prize. And it's like, what? Someone actually showed up to pick up a TV?
Yeah, of course.
As soon as they walk in the door, they get arrested. That's pretty hilarious, though. All right. By the way, Brian, you're getting a lot of your info from TKR, aren't you?
It's the one app on my phone for local news that doesn't bombard me with thousands of ads.
Did you read this notable laws?
Yeah.
Is this only local to Virginia?
Yeah, it's only Virginia laws. The big
see,
one
now,
is
see, our minimum had I known age that, I could have used that as a transition from Virginia to this segment, dude.
All right. Well, our minimum wage went up from $9.50 to $11.
Oh, that's a big... That was decided upon years ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
By Northam.
It's being phased in.
Up to a $15 minimum wage, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to destroy Virginia.
We are the fourth state to ban cosmetic testing on animals.
All right.
This includes humane cosmetic. It also bans the sale of cosmetics that test on animals.
So are we supposed to test them on children?
Yes.
And the elderly? Like, let's be fair here. Like, we tested on animals to make sure there's no reactions, right? It's not like we're testing cyanide on them. We're putting makeup on rabbits to see what it does. And I get the idea of don't test on animals, but if we're not testing animals, who are we testing on? And if there's no testing done, are you ready to put that crap on your face right next to your eyeball?
Nope.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm just looking at the other side of the coin here. You know what I mean? And Virginia said no. So Virginia can't even say, I don't know if Maybelline does, but we'll just say, for example, Maybelline tests on rabbits to make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Virginia can't sell one of the biggest names making this product. Huh.
They're just going to create a black market.
Huh?
They're just going to create a black market for it.
Ooh. Let's find out if anything that's a big deal name is now illegal in Virginia. Maybe I will smuggle it down. I mean,
like cigarettes. Remember what happened? You could, like a couple years ago in New York City, if you couldn't afford a pack, you could buy a loose cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, that was a long time ago, dude. Not a couple years ago.
Yeah, and guess somebody got choked up because of that. Like I forgot one guy that got choked up in New York City because of that.
Oh yeah,
illegal.
Yeah,
you make stupid laws like that, it's just gonna create a black market for it, you know.
Yes,
you know, like instead of you walking like, hey, you know what, I feel like a cigarette. Go to 7-Eleven, like, hey, let me get a loose cigarette, 50 cents right here. Like, cool, whatever. You just got a pack open already for it, the loose cigarette. But now you made it illegal to sell cigarettes just by one. Now there's somebody else that's gonna fit it that spot for it. Like, hey, you want a loose cigarette, you know? And that's that person got, I forgot the name of the person, got choked up by the cops.
Not Chauvin. He was the I can't breathe guy, wasn't he?
No,
yeah,
this is before that.
I can't breathe guy, yeah.
I think he was the I can't breathe guy.
No, yeah. He's the one that passed the $20 counterfeit.
What?
Oh, you talk about well, somebody else in New York City. I wish my laptop would be loaded up, but I cannot look it up right now. But yeah, you know, you create little stupid laws like that, you make a criminal, and you're just going to create a black market for it.
But yeah, you know, you create little stupid laws like that, you make
a. I have trouble hearing that.
So Ron is watching the Facebook live feed.
Oh, yeah?
He said, good day, mate, lads. And test them on pedophiles.
What about pedophiles?
The cosmetics.
Oh, there you go. Let's test. There you go. So you mean Democrats? Because the new CEO of Twitter can't differentiate between white people and racists, so I can't differentiate between Democrats and pedophiles. Because apparently they're the same thing.
Or CNN newscast.
Well, they have Democrats. Anyway, nice to see you, Ron, or nice to hear from you.
Yeah, and then Mike Duckett put in there, our segues may be questionable.
We're still, first of all, remember, we're not professionals at this. This is a hobby.
And we're drunk too.
And we are drunk when we do this. I just figured out I could share stuff the way I wanted to without needing to buy special equipment because I tried it sober once. All right. Let's go move on to another hard break to the shitty segue to this next one. How many times have I seen
jingle music?
Shitty, shitty segue. How many times have I said that we may not just be on the way to a civil war? We might have already begun it.
Yeah.
Neither one of you remembers me saying this at all, do you?
I do remember you saying that, yeah.
Over and over again. And people think I'm nuts.
I was drunk.
I'm always drunk.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because Brian shared something here from NPR about a retired general warning that there might be a military coup. And that reminded me of something that I had read a couple of weeks ago about several generals and I believe an admiral getting together saying there's either going to be a coup or an actual civil war by 2024. And they both articles basically say the same thing.
Uh-huh.
By the way, anyone listening, just ask us. I'll send you the our link list here, our sources. But yeah, NPR and Yahoo. Yahoo, did you read that Yahoo article? No, just me. Okay. Yahoo made it sound like it was a bunch of Trumpites that were going to end this everything. They're going to be the assholes. And I just laughed. I just had to. Just because I don't think AOC is a genius doesn't mean that I'm a Trumpanzee, you know?
Well, I know that the military is going to start. They loosened the tattoo policy, and now they're tightening it back up again.
Are they going to kick guys out that got tattoos when it was okay?
Yeah, if they're neo-Nazi related.
Oh, whoa. I understand that. I do. I thought you meant where they were allowed to have them. Because the Navy changed the rules a lot, and the Navy was the most lax on tattoos.
Yeah.
And they got even more lax. I say that because I got this tattoo in my hand when I got out. So I wouldn't be allowed to join up again if I wanted to in the future.
No, you can.
And now I can. I can have one on my neck too.
You gotta get a face tattoo like Tyson.
Yeah. Well, when I got out, I was allowed to have as long as my uniform would cover them.
Yeah.
You know, so like once I got this one here that went past my elbow, I couldn't roll my sleeves up anymore in port. You know what I'm talking about? The proper.
Yeah.
That stupid perfect fold. Oh, by the way, look at. Yeah, I'm in a state where it's legal. That shit's actually purple, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was that your left nut?
No, it's actually a whole bunch of bud. I got a whole bunch of. The flower itself is purple. Like, it's crazy. I don't know if you can see it, but. Anyway, what the hell are we talking about? Let's get back on topic.
Tattoos. Illegal.
Well, we were talking about the military coup takeover of the world. The ones that are going to be loyal to Trump when he wins in 2024.
When he wins in 2024. What do you mean? Would it be a coup at that point? Or would it be weeding out the weak just like they're weeding out the strong by kicking out people that don't want to do what they're told?
Like the 200 Marines that are getting kicked out?
It's only 200?
Yeah.
I thought it was another zero in there.
Maybe it's 200 so far.
Yeah, and the Navy's booting a butt ton. Army is. Air Force is the only one that did a pause on. Let's think about this before we kick out a bunch of people. Well, if it actually came down to an actual fight, where do you think most veterans are going to stand? Not active duty, because active duty is pretty much going to split down the middle in general. It always does.
Yeah.
Well, I say that. There's always more people loyal than not loyal when it comes to a rupture. What about vets, though, that did their time?
For example, I'd say most of the people I talk to across the nation, because I do market to military vets in my life insurance business, I would say about 90% of them are right-leaning people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty high percentage.
When we say right-leaning, though, what does that mean today?
That they're more likely to vote for a conservative over a liberal.
What's a conservative and what's a liberal?
We've had this discussion.
And that's the problem, I think. I think the Overton window keeps moving left and no one knows where any of these lines are anymore. All right. Bring us somewhere. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and start this next one. I have actually, what was it, 3 articles on the next one. You don't have to go. We don't have to go through them all. I actually have them there just as extra sources because I didn't believe it when I read it. So I went and found reputable sources. Okay. Washington Examiner, Washington Post, New York Post. Anyone on Spectrum is going to love this. You didn't read any of this, did you?
I know. That's, Ray posted it originally, so.
Which is funny because I had something ready for it.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I'll get distracted by something. What are you guys talking about?
Vasectomies.
Oh. Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. Why not?
We don't have to worry about it. This is actually ideal, isn't it?
Yeah, they're just going to self-eliminate themselves.
Well, not okay. You're
generic.
Cool, okay. No. Shrinking. Maybe what? We do represent two different parts of the same quote party. I'm the moderate. Yeah. Brian's the conservative. Ray, you're the extremist.
Yeah.
I'm you're saying you should go ahead and exterminate yourselves.
Hey, I'm not stopping them. You're the one that's liberal, aren't you?
Well, but what about you abortion then? If you're not going to stop them from killing themselves, what about abortion?
It's the same thing, you know, like self-eliminating and stuff. They're not going to reproduce. Honestly, up to this point, I don't care.
Well, that's why these guys are... getting vasectomies. It's in solidarity with women's rights. They're getting vasectomies. Texas is now the wife's looking. He's like, what? Because these women can't get abortions. These dudes are getting vasectomies. And the first thing I thought was, okay, first of all, if your balls are so little that you're going to chop them off because of a statement, good. We don't need any more of your lineage.
You know what I'm saying?
Second, it's like, you actually did exactly what we said. It's like, don't create the life, right? Yeah. Instead of kill the life. It's like, thank you. That's like taking the pill or using a condom, right?
Yeah.
Or tubal ligation. Awesome. That birth control instead of abortion is the whole argument of the pro-life people, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
I laugh so hard. Like, we're getting vasectomies. It's like,
oh, no. Not that.
Oh, no. Don't do that. No.
Oh no,
Brian. Oh yes. It's got Stewie Griffin going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I got three sources and there were like 10 more because I didn't believe it.
Right.
And I know you're not cutting your balls off, you're just cutting the vas deferens and cauterizing.
I know Ray loves getting his news from YouTube, so you know sometimes the sources are okay. Sometimes they're not. So
funny thing is, I got this information from YouTube as well, but I managed to find articles to share to the group.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I get the stuff on YouTube, and I'm like, okay, let me find the article for this, and I find it. But sometimes I don't. Like, I don't know if it's true or not. But here we go, guys. I think this is funny. You know.
That's funny because the article, the video you shared was the same one I watched.
And yeah. Anyway, set way.
Anyway, yeah. speaking of no balls.
Yeah.
The View.
You're gonna hire a pinata so they can beat it with it.
Well, they have
this does not shock me whatsoever. No, I don't know any conservative in their right mind that calls themselves a conservative that would want to subject themselves to constant bickering and arguing on The View. The View might as well just become the View, you know? It might as well just be the three crazy ladies cackling the whole show.
Well, to be fair, there's only been like two conservatives that have turned down the role.
Yeah, but most people that do the conservative role don't stay there very long.
McCain was the longest, right? Or
yeah, and I think that was only a couple of years.
Well, the problem is Whoopi and Joy, and I don't even know who the other one is. They want a well-liked conservative figure that agrees that the January 6th riot was worse than the Civil War or the War of 1812 or 9/11.
Well, what's Liz Cheney doing?
I don't know. She just got kicked out of the Republican Party, didn't she?
No, she just lost her leadership role. She's going to be primaried when in 2024.
You sure? They didn't. The vote didn't go through because the actual like RNC got together to try to kick her out of the party a while ago.
I don't think they actually did.
Why the hell not?
But she'd be a good candidate for the show.
But she's not a well. They want a well liked conservative that agrees with them. It's like you're not gonna. It doesn't exist.
No. And how many conservative people are sitting around watching The View every day?
Well, that's because they want a pretend opposition point of view.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating as hell. Even Meghan McCain had enough of that crap. You know. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? All you do is just call me a bitch all day. And then when I say you're wrong, you call me a bigot. Most
people stick around in jobs because they like the job. They have a positive mental attitude at their job. You know,
that's not true at all.
You ain't going to keep a positive mental attitude for long there.
Okay, I'll give you that. But most people go to work because it gives them food and a place to live. Most people's work is not fulfilling. Well, most people work to eat. Huh?
Find a better job then.
It's not always easy. You know that. And it's not always easy depending on where you are and the situation. But I agree in general. Adapt. Adapt and overcome. All right. Let's move on to... what's going on with Bitcoin? So Ray can talk a bunch of trash.
Nobody likes it.
Okay, well, that's not true at all.
A lot of people like it. But
In El Salvador, they might not like it.
No, they're not like it. I knew it's not going to go well because everybody, they just lost the currency like a few, 10 to 15 years ago to the dollar. So now they adjusted to this dollar. They don't want to go to electronic billing. And banking is not that popular. I mean, it is popular, but it's more like a physical thing. They actually electronic. And a lot of transactions over there is hard cash. So I knew it's not going to go nowhere. Because first of all, you have to charge your phone. To charge your phone, you need to buy electricity. And electricity is expensive over there. So... And now the people are upset with the president because instead of using electricity to like lower the price, now you want to use it to mine Bitcoin. So
yeah. But sorry to interrupt you because I was actually really on what you were saying. And that's why I jumped in so hard. And I apologize because you were really on a roll. But the mining the Bitcoin electricity is supposed to now, I said, isn't always how it works. It's supposed to go back and help pay for all of the processes used to get the Bitcoin. It's supposed to be a harvest, not in, you know what I mean?
That's fine and dandy, but look, when people live in poverty, dude, there's no AC. There's not even hardwood floor. It's fucking dirt floor.
Yeah.
A lot of houses are still made out of adobe, basically dirt. And
mud.
Mud and aluminum roofing, and that's pretty much it. That's a hut. And when you go to the outhouse, it's literally a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And the outhouse built out of dirt. So yeah, people are not gonna be like, hey, yeah, let me jump into this dollar thing. Cell phone not popular over there, but it's old fashioned cell phones.
I think that's the whole point of they're trying to revolutionize what's going on. If they can use the Earth's energy to make money.
You cannot force. You have to make it be.
It has to be organic.
Organic. Thank you. That's what we're looking for. But he's jamming it down the throat of people. Like, no, we just barely getting used to the dollar. So, I think they would prefer to see their own coin. They actually have another coin. To represent the country. The people over there are really proud of themselves. You know, I seen video of kids like they're working. The hauling, the parents are like goods and stuff. And they're like, hey, this guy asking, like, you love your country? I'm like, hell yeah, I love my country. Hey, it may not be the best condition over there, but people are proud of being Salvadorian. You know, so I think if they come out with their own currency, they will accept that other than the Bitcoin. But yeah. Plus other things going on too. The president is making a lot of changes throughout the legislator power. He's just doing it like Biden. So he used to have high support, but now it's dwindling down because of the way he managed things. But
the entire market's taking a dump because of him.
Yeah, he's shoving it down. Like, he should have left it be organic, then actually, you know, make it a currency. It should have been that, hey, like, this is a secondary coin. We will accept that, but it's not going to be like legitimate currency.
By the way, I think that's the way that most of, I think that's the way to get the United States out of this debt problem right now. Was it Article 2, I think, or of the Constitution that says each state can have their own currency?
All legal tender should be gold and silver.
Yes, it has to be made, but it doesn't say it has to be made of gold and silver. It just has to have some. Like, for example, a 1962 quarter had some silver, you know? So, like,
I don't know, like, the way, like, right now, the dollar is backed up by the taxpayer, but it's just
dollars backed up by the faith of the people that use it.
Yeah, basically, the taxpayer, like, hey, this is what you have to pay it back. But, and how much can you borrow? You know, how much you basically imagine a number right now. But if you had a hard currency you cannot replicate, duplicate, you know, then it's gonna be a little bit more controllable. Because we should not be borrowing. We should see this, the Treasury, like, hey, Treasury Department, what can they spend money on? And that would prevent further debt than we are on right now.
Well, okay, let's go back to a coin system, and let's still do a silver or gold standard, but not have bills backed by silver or gold, but have a tiny bit of these metals in the coin, even if it's only a tiny, tiny bit, but it's at least it's a measurable amount, and there's a finite amount on the planet, so it can only inflate so much.
Yeah, you know? So the people, yeah.
Now, even if it's only a half a drop of silver per coin,
I put it in the center of the other coin so nobody can wear off.
Well, you'd have to spread it out so you couldn't just punch it out or anything too. Yeah, you'd have to do an alloy.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's just, it will prevent, this will prevent our government from, you know, spending too much that they have. It actually will prevent a lot of wars too. Like, you know, like, I think the military should be more like a voluntary service, like the way Rough Rider were. But like, hey, there's a problem over here. Who's going to volunteer to go help the situation? And people will line up to go, you know, and take care of the issue. And after your service, you know, you don't have to continue on with your service. You just help the situation and everybody go back home. Anyways, what else we got? I'm sorry.
Well, my Bitcoin's taking a big dump recently, actually. Like, Bitcoin's, I'm about to make a transition here, dude.
Hey, how about LGB coins?
That's how I was gonna do it. I was gonna talk about other cryptocurrencies.
Oh, sorry. I said that link to my brother, like, hey, you hear about this? Like, no. Like,
is that lesbian, gay, bi?
No, let's go, Brandon.
Oh, my mistake. I read the article. I just, that was the first thing I thought.
That's the first thing everybody would think.
Yep.
And I was just reading an article earlier before this came out saying that he was having a hard time finding NASCAR sponsors during the because he got affiliated with the Let's Go Brandon slogan.
Even though that's when it started, Brian. That was the source.
He didn't say it. The reporter said he wasn't at fault,
but the news.
He wasn't involved at all. He just happened to be the one that won the NASCAR race when the people started doing it. And then the reporter was like trying to cover for the crowd by saying, oh, they're not saying what they're saying. They're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, and he should be upset with them. Like, hey, you lied. If, well, you lied, now I'm paying for it. I cannot get a sponsor, you know? So I don't know if that can be helpful.
Some company came along and agreed to sponsor a Bitcoin.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's probably it's gonna be a pump and dump, but I want to buy on the pump and dump it before the dump. You know?
Yeah.
At least $25. I'm like, hey, you know what? It's a bet. See what happens. So I told my brother, like, hey, if you're interested, let me know. I'll send you $25, and after that, you just send me the rest. Because he's into like he's in Robinhood, my younger brother Dave, little one.
Okay.
He's into like game at the AMC. And when all this shit was going on, he was part of it too. So like, hey man, let me know if you wanna jump in that. I'll send you $25. Right. And whenever you dump it, let me get the rest, you know.
Yeah.
If I lose $25, $25. I don't care, you know.
Right. Yeah.
How was you meeting?
It was fruitful. I am more stoned than I was a minute ago. You guys talking about cryptocurrency or?
We talked about how he lost his sponsors. Sponsors affiliated him with the Let's Go Brandon slogan, which he actually had absolutely nothing to do with. That was that came up with that crazy idea.
He was very Michael Jordan with his response too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, Michael Jordan said, Republicans buy sneakers too. You know, yeah,
but this coin company came out and said they'd sponsor him next year. So there's going to be a Let's Go Brandon coin.
Where are they getting this kind of money?
I don't know. Let's go, Brian. I was telling Brian that probably some pump and dump situation, and I was telling my brother like, "Hey, let me send you $25. Let's pump it and dump it before the dump."
No, really, realistically, it sounds like it's going nowhere. Seriously, let's put like $50 a piece in this and like ride it up for I don't know, a month or so. Let's see what it does and sell half maybe and
keep the other half in there.
Yeah, and sell half and half and half as you move on, and maybe it'll turn into the next Bitcoin and be worth $30,000 a piece, and you still have five, you know.
They call it a cryptocurrency meme coin.
I'm not telling anyone to do, but if it's this might be interesting to check out, you know.
Well, we have to keep an eye on it too. So I mean, we're talking about it right now, and by Tuesday we forget about it.
Oh yeah, oh, no. I'll forget about this by the time we stop recording.
We're gonna sober up. Like, oh, what were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, and Dan.
No, I know. That's what I was saying. But by tomorrow, we're like, what were we talking about?
Ray, let the transition happen.
I'm sorry.
Rather tried to jump in on the Let's Go Brandon statement recently.
Oh, and what did he have to say?
He said that it was wrong, and you know, and people are like, you do realize you lost your job because you lied about George W. Bush.
Everyone knows that.
Well, apparently he's forgotten.
So Dan Rather forgot that Dan Rather got busted.
Yeah.
Well, what makes me wonder is how many times did he pull this crap before the internet that nobody knew about? You know?
Yeah. A lot. I guarantee a lot.
Yeah, it was under Bush that we can go and fact check him. Like, hey, wait a minute. That ain't true. Because he tried to say Bush wasn't, didn't actually serve in the God or something.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this record's everywhere. And he actually forged the paperwork. Yeah. I have the evidence here. And then we all went online and went click, click, click. Oh, nope.
Yeah, the internet's really screwed up these people with their fake documents, you know. It's a lot easier for us to, you know, do a couple clicks and do some research now.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people say, like, oh, you know, Google search is not a research. Not necessarily, but when
I'm not using Google to, I'm not using Wikipedia for sources, you know. I'm clicking on a link on Google or DuckDuckGo, my preferred search method, me to another site that has the articles on.
Well, yeah, I had someone tell me that my Google search wasn't as good as their PhD. And the first thing I said was, where did you get your PhD? Because you barely graduated high school.
What'd they say?
Well, no, that was the first thing I said. The second thing I said was like, this is from the CDC's webpage. It's cdc.gov. This is what they say. And they refuse to accept it. And I'm like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, you say trust the science, so I bring you the Center for Disease Control of the United States. Some of the smartest people on the planet, let's be fair. You know? A handful of places on the planet are all doctors and rocket scientists, you know? I don't know. Mass hysteria is one thing, and... Like, I'm not, none of us have ever pretended this COVID thing ain't real.
No.
We're just saying we don't think it's as bad as a lot of people think it is.
No.
It has killed a lot of people, though.
I'm starting to go into
some influenza
in Virginia again, that they're trying to make it mandatory to put a mask on again, whether you've been vaccinated or not.
New York has already done it, I believe. I'm not putting a mask back on. There you go. Law and order shit. All right. We are at how long now? Oh, only an hour. We got at least another half hour before you have to think about this crap, right?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? You want to talk about Jizz Face Maxwell?
Might as well.
Yeah, because I got a whole nice segment there, huh?
Yeah.
You even managed to get Cuomo in there.
Yep.
All right, well.
That's not a shocker there.
Well, it's funny you say shocker when referring to a pedophile.
She's convicted. You know what I mean.
She was convicted on 5 of 6 charges.
Yeah, 5 out of 6. I wonder how many of these, I think on appeal, I wonder how many of these will actually stand up. Because it doesn't sound like they actually use real, I was listening to the No Agenda show today, catching up on my Thursday episode, and it sounds like
days today. Oh my God, I didn't listen to it this entire time off. I missed 2 episodes.
It sounds like it was a lot of hearsay evidence they used to convict her with. It wasn't like, it was statements of witnesses. These offenses were 20 years ago that she was convicted of.
Yes. And also, everything has been sealed, and the reporters weren't allowed to see the actual evidence that mattered. And it's already been sealed again, and no one's ever going to see it again.
I just think that in the end, I don't think anything's going to come up. I think
she's going to serve 10 years.
If that. And it's going to be 5 to 10. And it's going to be in a minimum security. It's going to be like a country club prison. She's going to be doing like Martha Stewart did.
I know what people mean by country club prison, but prison is not a country club. Let's be fair. But I know what you mean.
Security.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like
barely fencing around the place.
Yeah, your cell isn't locked all the time.
Yeah,
you can walk about. Yeah, you get tons of time out in the sun. You can come and go as you please. You just can't leave the fence, basically. I know what you mean, but it's still prison.
Yeah.
Now, granted, someone who helped 15, 17-year-old kids be raped. I think terrible things should happen to them. But.
Do you think she was really the brains behind the operation, or Epstein was, and they're just using her as a scapegoat because they made Epstein kill himself?
No, she's not the scapegoat for this. She's the collect the rest of the damage. Epstein is the scapegoat. That's why they killed him. That's why they sacrificed him. That's what a scapegoat is, right?
You did see where it came out this week that the guards that were on duty when he killed himself are free.
Just had their charges dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they pled guilty to they got a plea deal where they said that, you know, they falsified evidence that they were making their rounds when they said they were making their rounds.
They were gun decking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We know in the Navy what happens when you gun deck.
I was just gonna say, Ray, what happens when you gun deck your watch and you get caught gun decking?
You go to the brig.
Either one of you fine gentlemen care to explain what gun decking is?
That's falsifying official government documents. Saying you did something and you didn't do it.
All right. I've never heard it that way, but you're right. It was always used in terms of watch, but filling out, you could gun deck your paperwork too. You're right.
You can need a PMS too. You can gun deck your PMS.
Yeah. Yeah. Navy's the only one that uses that term, you know.
I believe it. The Navy has all kinds of cool terms.
They really do, like scuttlebutt.
I was just going to go there.
It means two things.
Gossip and the water fountain.
We call them bubblers here in Mass. But yeah, so basically, these guys admitted to gun decking their job. And then the very thing that they were supposed to make sure didn't happen did happen. And everything's okay.
So Ron put a joke into the comment section. What's the difference between CNN and the Titanic?
More survivors on the Titanic?
No, the Titanic sank with all its anchors.
Ooh. CNN That's isn't funny. Done yet. They will sink with they're losing everybody. They're both. I'm telling you, something's going to come out of this Don Lemon thing. Or you think he's going to brush this off, too?
No, I think Don Lemon's going down, too. I think CNN's trying to clean house now that they're getting bought up by Discovery.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's why they got a, quote, respectable journalist from Fox. But
yes,
was it Chris Wallace?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was a moderator in one of the debates between Trump and Biden, right?
Yeah, he was debating against Trump.
Yeah, exactly. He debated against Trump. He wasn't a moderator. Yeah,
that's what really turned him off to a lot of people.
That was when I stopped following. Yeah, that's when I stopped following Fox News, period. Yeah. I was like, I used to have a lot of fun listening to Greg Gutfeld because he was funny.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and every now and then Tucker Carlson made a good point. Hannity, I could look at him and say, those are the crazy assholes I don't want to be affiliated with. But yeah, after watching the guy they sent to do the presidential debate, that was who they sent. And I was like, I just don't trust this organization anymore. Yeah. Oof. Sorry, I can't stop burping. All right. Where are we? Am I highlighting?
I'm highlighting.
Okay. I've done it before.
We talked about
5 or 6 counts.
Yeah, we haven't got the Como yet.
That's right. We did the charges were dropped on the guards because I was asleep and I didn't do my job.
Right. Well, they were playing cards. They were on the phones. Who knows what they were doing?
No, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
Us three know what they were doing, but
honestly, it doesn't matter. Even if they were paid to do something else, or even if it was genuinely an accident, they were playing cards. You're supposed to be arrested for that, right?
They are the ones that helped Epstein with his suicide.
Well, I'm just, and the cameras got shot off at the same time.
Right, right. No malfunctioning.
But I just know if I was on watch in the Navy, and some shit happened in my my watch thing. Well, I actually patrolled the entire ship. But if something happened and I didn't report it and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I was busy playing cards, I'd have been arrested on the spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no exaggeration. Literally arrested.
Yeah.
We're taking you into custody. Like, this is... It just drives me nuts. And I get prison guards are actually failed cops for the most part. But come on, man, have a little bit of respect for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And that's assuming these guys are actually just playing cards or drinking beers or sleeping.
Right.
Versus I got paid $50,000 to look the other way.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory. There's no evidence to support this. Please do not kick us off of everything.
We a bunch of drunk guys just talking.
I don't think Podbean's gonna kick us off. So.
I was actually just gonna say Podbean does not seem to give a shit what we do or what we say.
Yeah.
And that gets us on long everywhere else. Well,
but yeah. Go ahead.
No, because of Podbean, you can get us anywhere. You can get an audio only version of anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a video of us at YouTube and Rumble. By the way, if you listen to our show on Rumble, click the damn Rumble button. Give me a Rumble. That's actually how we get paid, and we've never been paid once.
I think we need a couple more listeners or viewers.
I know. Even if every single person that listened to the show rumbled every week, we wouldn't make any money anyway. For real, we really wouldn't. But that's not the point. The more rumbles we get, the more likes we get, the more likes.
We just like to have fun.
Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, that douche nozzle. He's also not getting charged.
No, we all knew that would happen. That's probably one of the reasons why he decided to resign, so that all these different things wouldn't come to fruition.
Well, and now he can claim that it never really happened because he never got charged, and now he can run again. Oh my God, did we talk about this specifically like 8 months ago?
Probably.
Or however long ago it was. No, we definitely had this conversation. Why he resigned.
Yeah.
Well, if he gets impeached, he can't run again.
Right. I think he's got to get convicted of impeachment, not just impeached. You know,
true.
Trump's been impeached twice.
Yeah,
but never convicted.
There you go. What were the charges against him, Trump?
There were some made up charges.
Yeah, there was the Ukraine gate. The fact that he wants to look into whether or not Biden basically bribed Ukraine to get his kid off, when there's video of him doing exactly that.
Yeah,
he got impeached over that.
Right. Well, I mean, if there's a switch in the parties after the next election, I can see President Biden being. But the Republicans don't like to use impeachment that much. They try to say they're better than the other party, whether they are or not.
That's why they keep losing.
I know.
Oh, I don't know. The Republicans did the first impeachment in a very long time.
With Clinton?
Yeah. For lying to Congress.
A lot of people thought that wasn't what the impeachment was about.
No, it was about being a slut and you should be the president. What did you think it was about?
Actual charges.
Huh?
But the charge was lying to Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was about him cheating on his wife, basically.
Well, I don't know.
Taking advantage of an intern, or an 18-year-old intern. She kept the dress, dude.
I know. That's what ended up getting him.
I'm sorry, I'm not a woman, so I don't get it. Maybe the president's spooge on your dress is something worth keeping, but if she had done a good job, she would have swallowed it all anyway. Oh, come on, that was a good one.
Full of calm.
Huh?
The dress was full of calm.
Exactly.
The wife just showed up with this thing on Facebook she wants to read.
Oh, yeah?
No, Betty White didn't die. No. She grabbed 2021 by the throat and whispered in his ear, "I'm taking you with me, you son of a bitch." and then she threw them both into the fires of Mordor to save us all. That's my fucking story, and I'm sticking to it. It's canon, and deal with it.
Okay, then. All right. Another
crappy segue.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. We're going nowhere. Speaking of going nowhere, that kid down in, was it Florida or the Timberview High School? I think it was in Florida, right? Or Dallas, I'm sorry, Fort Worth.
Oh, you missed the story about Chicago.
Yeah, all right. We can do that one if you want.
Ray, want to talk about it? It's yours.
I just didn't see it. I didn't see an actual article. I just saw a title.
Yeah, what was the Chicago part?
See, Ray's actually opening the Google Doc now.
No, like I deleted email. I don't got by accident. I'm like, oh, this must be old.
It was about Chicago having no money in their account to cover payroll.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to go to email, dude. Just go to the Google Docs link we have. I think it's a picture of a rabbit.
I know, but dude, I use
that's why I put a picture of a rabbit. You said I picked up the first picture of you guys.
Like, the only Facebook messenger I got is on my phone. My laptop's so slow that I remove it from this, like to save space. So that's why I can, and I'm using my phone right now, so it's kind of hard to do two things.
All right, I get that. I get it.
All right, well, just give a synopsis of what the video was about.
Yeah. Oh, they're broke as hell. They don't know how to pay the people now. People were trying to cash the checks. They're like, yeah, we got to cash the check. So this is before Christmas too. Like, damn, that sucks. You know, so like, I wonder where the hell they're being wasted on the federal government money they were getting.
They're going to vote more Democrats in to fix this problem in Chicago. Watch.
Yep. Probably, yeah. That's the only solution. Yeah.
Are we still allowed to call it the Windy City?
Yeah, you know why they call it the Windy City?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And it hasn't been that fast of changing our politicians lately.
Yeah.
So are we still allowed to call it the Windy City? Because it was the wind of the left. Huh?
I thought it was because Chicago was windy.
No. The way the wind blows, that's where politicians heads to, like, you know.
Yeah, their politicians used to go left, right, depending on the shift in the wind. And it was that's the windy city the because city. Of that, yeah.
All right.
I will say, though,
Facebook. I'm monitoring our Facebook page.
Before we move on a second, I just want to say the Windy City is wicked windy. And that lake effect off the Great Lakes is stupid cold in the middle of winter.
Yep.
Go ahead.
If Biden blows a load on your shirt, you keep it.
I don't even know where. I don't even know what situation that would be.
Maybe if you were 16 years old.
And I had nice shampoo that smelled great.
Yep.
Sounds like Buttigieg is doing a good job.
It's really tough to keep a bunch of dust, though.
Buttigieg is cashing in all that money, man. I'd be upset if I was a city employee and my checks doesn't go through. Oh, hell no. I'm quitting, dude. What's the point?
And oh, yeah, I know.
This is just payroll. What about they've got retirees that are been promised, you know, money for the rest of their lives at this point, you know, that they can't afford to pay.
I'm sorry. Name me a company after you work in some 20 years, you get paid like after 20 years, dude, in the civilian sector.
What do you mean?
Look, if you work in the civilian sector, a job for 20 years, and after 20 years, you get retired, and they're going to give you a separate
pension,
a retirement package, you know, like how many of this company out there?
Everybody's doing 401ks now.
Well, yeah, but even before that.
Actually, it's more than you think, depending on what you do.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't think the city workers, you work for the city, but that means that we have to supplement
why should the taxpayer be paying for your retirement for 80. Yeah. So, okay, you do 20 years. So we're going to assume you're 20 when you sign up. You're 40 when you get out. We're going to assume you live to 80. Why are we paying you 40 years to do nothing, right?
Yeah. And just what if you go to another civilian, another city job, and you do 20 on that, and you retire by 60, then you got two retirement checks coming
hey,
in.
Actually, I actually know a dude who has done that. He did, he retired from the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he retired from the Sheet Metal Workers Union.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Navy stopped doing
that. He's getting two pensions.
Yeah, this Navy stopped that. They couldn't afford it no more.
Navy's still paying pensions.
No. Right now, you go and join in the Navy, you're not getting a pension after 20.
Seriously?
They're doing both. You're getting a 401k, and there's still pension money because they set the 401k up. So if you only do one term, you can get money.
It sounds like a TSP.
Well, it is, but they're pushing more. The new people aren't getting the 50% base pay anymore. They're getting a much smaller percentage to do 20 years.
No kidding.
The more money, because the Navy is matching their contribution in the
just like an employer here.
Yes.
Is this across the entire military or just the Navy?
I believe so, yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to call my wife. You guys continue. I'm going to bring her into the conversation. She's going to be pissed. All
right.
But no. If you did it before. Oh, shit. He left.
Yeah. It's only for people just coming in now. You know, it's not.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he catched the part.
You're not. You know, people that have been in, they're grandfathered into the old
system. Yeah. They're grandfathered in. But yeah, like I said, if you work for this, I think the only two people that you're allowed to have that would be firefighters and police officers. Because you're putting your life in danger. You know, and after that, you got people that works the city contractors, the city employees, and they get injured. Yeah, I can see that compensation and stuff like that. But other than that, 20 years, they're just asking the taxpayer to pay for you, you know. Jeffrey sounds like Mark Wahlberg's younger cousin.
Yep. Well, they're basically from the similar areas in Massachusetts, so.
Yeah. Hey, hello, can you hear us, Jeffrey? Probably grandfather in. We talk about new people coming in.
New people coming into what?
Military.
The wife was just talking. I'm sorry. I was having a minute talking to the wife about the pension thing.
No. It's a new thing, but some people are grandfathered in. Like, if you join, after a certain year.
Yeah. This is a grandfather thing. If you signed up when it was a thing, then it's a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But now all of a sudden, instead of getting a 50-50 match, you're getting a 20% match or a 10% match, mm-hmm. or up to 10% or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what the specifics are.
She made a good point. It was most people that had a TSP dumped it as soon as they got out and had a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you know, unless you actually stay in and retire, what are you going to do with the TSP?
I still have mine.
There was garbage in it though. For whatever reason, you put nothing in it.
I put a lot in it.
Oh. Been growing the whole time. Sorry. Apparently, the wife still got her TSP. We should have a look into that. That might be some money. Or are we going to start paying unrealized capital gains taxes?
Yeah.
You could.
Pay taxes on it whenever you take it out. So.
Well, we take it out, yeah. But, you know, Elizabeth Warren wants us to pay tax on something I own becoming worth more.
Right. And then when it goes down in value, the government's going to refund money back to you.
Will they?
Of course not.
Oh, there we go. Exactly.
They want to have both sides of the house. You know, they want to get taxes either way.
Well, here's the problem. It's like, for example, I buy a plot of land. We'll say West Virginia, I can buy 100 acres for $100,000, which is unbelievable price. Let's say I clear 25 acres, build a house, a farm, a deer hunting range, a rifle range, yada, 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 yada. You know, in terms of, you know, the farm and in the woods. Now, all of a sudden, my property is worth $1.5 million. This unrealized capital gains tax means that I should pay money because I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of my own money and made my own home better. Right. And I should be taxed for that.
Yep.
That bothers me a lot. And granted, I understand that's not what they're looking to get with this unrealized taxed capital gains thing. Unrealized capital gains tax. But a lot of people don't realize, like, when you, for example, when you build a car in your garage, you should be paying tax on that if you're paying an unrealized capital gains tax, right?
Right.
As you build this car, make it more powerful and more desirable and worth more money, you should be paying tax on it because the value of the car went up. And people don't realize this. They just think that means we get to finally tax Elon Musk. Brian's going to laugh his ass off and make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
You just read something.
Kathy shared out the show, and then I just had one of my coworkers say, what the hell is the Jeffrey and Brian show?
Oh, so they're... Oh, no. They're just making it into your work life, dude?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You think they're actually going to click on it?
She might.
Well, we probably didn't say anything offensive. Until at least before she's gonna be bored.
Yeah.
So we're at 9:30 now, so we've been going an hour and a half.
I know, and I'm looking at what we have unhighlighted. And I'm wondering if you guys want to punch through this bottom segment, or if you just want to say F it, that'll be the bottom segment on Tuesday.
Where the tiger and stuff.
Yeah,
I definitely want to cover that. We should cover the timber view thing too.
We did.
All right.
We mentioned it, but we didn't say why.
Yeah.
He didn't show up for his drug test.
That'll do it.
So he got arrested again. Probation violation. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if you noticed, but I actually had a thing next to it for like 5 days that said update with a question mark. And I went and found the newest update I could, and it was the same stuff. I was like, no, he got busted for not showing up for a piss test.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you're under arrest, now, Grits, you may be in your home, but you're still under arrest, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
If you don't pee in a cup when you're under arrest, you lose, right?
Uh-huh.
Just same thing as the service. You're under arrest. If you don't pee in the cup, you lose. But yeah, the young black man that shot a whole bunch of people in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
That no one wants to talk about, that went on a school shooting. He's been rearrested for refusing to or failing to urinate in a cup. Let me rephrase that.
There's probably a reason for that.
Possibly. It might have been he didn't care. And it might have been that he was definitely going to fail, you know? Yeah, we can talk about Veritas later. I don't know. You guys want to talk about the rest of this BS? I'm trying to split up the bullshit that's not segmented at the top and the bottom. Brian's busy with his phone.
Because I'm reading, somebody's got to read these Facebook comments.
I know. Really, it actually is fun to do. That's why it's fun to do it live, but it's a pain in the ass. I thought that's why we had El Salvadorian.
Ron came out and said that you sound like Mark Wahlberg's younger cousin. So
me?
Yeah.
Which one's Mark Wahlberg's now? See, I know. Because
how do you don't know your neighbors, dude?
No, they're in Dorchester. That's the thing. Dorchester's like 18 minutes away.
Yeah.
But they're in the city and I'm in the woods. No, actually, the first Wahlburgers. Have you guys ever had a Wahlburgers burger?
No, I haven't.
No.
They're pretty decent, but they only put government cheese on the burgers because they grew up in like the ghetto of Dorchester. It's not a bad burger, but
I don't even know where you get government cheese anymore.
I said the same thing. I was like, where do you get government cheese? Like, this predates my birth.
Fine, I remember getting government cheese when I was in school.
I don't. I remember saying, it's like, where do you get government cheese these days? Like, do you get it like in a big log? I don't know. And he always had to sound like a Wahlberg because Wahlberg did a couple movies somewhat recently in terms of the last 10 years where he actually got to bust out his Boston accent. Maybe I'm just saying that because I recently purchased The Other Guys and I've watched it like 3 times in the last week. It's hilarious.
So there but he's also in the shot in Naples.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bad kitty. Actually, it was a bad douchebag that tried to like pat him or something.
Yep.
That's all I get back is a yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
apparently, the dude tried to like pat the thing or feed it.
You know, if you get close enough to the tiger with no barricade or anything, the tiger is going to do what the tiger does. It's the law of nature.
Kitty going to pounce.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, and they're good at it.
It's like Yogi Bear and a picnic basket. If there's a picnic basket there, he's taking it.
I'm surprised he said picnic and not picnic. I found picnic baskets. Sorry, I downloaded the Boomerang app onto my plug into my TV thing to play TV.
Roku?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a Roku box too.
Yeah, but it's big and square now, not the octagon.
Mm.
I remember the Fire Stick, the little thing you plugged in.
Yeah, I got that Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah. That's cool for like going on trips. But I have so much crap saved on these little things you plug in. Yeah, the Rokus. It's pretty convenient. I got we had the Boomerang where we get Yogi Bear Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
And it's that's the only place you can get Hanna-Barbera.
They tell you about the Flintstones?
Yeah, I was just saying that's Flintstones, that's Jetsons.
Yeah, I was watching the Flintstones, the episode where the Barney Rebel has a helicopter and they couldn't take off and told Fred, like, Fred, we couldn't take off because you're fat. I feel offended for it. Like, he just called him fat.
He did.
But back in the day, that's the way he used to talk, man, up front.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you one more topic. I don't know if finish this or not.
We've got a late-breaking comment from Australia.
Oh.
Ask us our thoughts on Jen Psaki over the last few weeks.
Did we go into that? We have a whole segment about Psaki.
No, we were making fun of her.
Yeah, she was called out on her her issue with the Olympic Games being in China. Oh, sorry. She wasn't upset about the Olympic Games in China. But president didn't want the All-Star game in Georgia because of criminy. It's like the second page, second one down.
That's topic we're going to get to. Well, I guess we're getting to it now.
Huh?
Are we talking about it today?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's what he means. I don't know, but maybe that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday. We don't want to have a whole bunch of 2-hour shows, 3-hour
shows. The other topic I definitely want to get to tonight has to do with New Year's Eve.
Yeah, what about it?
The Pope.
All right.
He canceled the Vatican nativity scene because of Omicron.
You keep saying Omicron. No one has said Omicron since the first time I said something about it. I'm pretty sure it's Omicron.
Whatever. Who cares? We need a theme song for Omicron.
I'm surprised you care so much about the Pope, dude. You're not even Catholic.
No,
I heard about it.
I think it boils down to, I think the bishop screwed up and the Cardinals when they picked this Pope. But you know, it is what it is.
We've had this episode before. No, I actually, when this guy was chosen, and was it black smoke that comes out? I think.
Yeah.
Color.
Colored smoke. Versus white smoke.
Yeah.
That's a color too.
Yeah, actually, you're right. White is actually all color. Black is no color, but I was like, right away, I don't like this guy. And I felt like an asshole. I was like, he's a Jesuit. I was like, I know you guys don't understand what this is. Anyone still listening to the show, look up what a Jesuit is. Juliet, Echo, Sierra, India, Uniform, Tango. Wow, hey, my phonetic alphabet is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, after a few beers and some weed.
Mm-hmm. A lot of both.
Ron is Catholic too.
Huh?
The cantor from Australia, he's Catholic too.
Well, I'm in Massachusetts. I'm obviously Catholic, which is even weirder because the pilgrims that rolled out,
they're not Catholic. Getting
a, huh?
They were Quakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they must like oats.
They're like, oh, freedom of religion. But the promise, once they got it, is like, you have freedom of religion as long as it's our religion. They did the same thing the king did.
Ron don't like the Pope either.
Well, to be fair, though, they did start out that you did not have to be part of the King James Church. Because I bet both of you guys own Bibles. Ray, the sheer fact that your first language is Spanish, I bet you're Catholic.
Yeah, but I don't get a Catholic Bible. I got a Mormon Bible.
Oh, yeah, because his wife is from the Mormon faith. Her family is Mormon.
And I remember this because I was a giant jackass one night making jokes, and I feel so bad about magic underpants.
She's not a hardcore follower, but we got a Bible in there. Like, what are you gonna do with this Bible? And she's like, I don't know. Like, I go like, well, get rid of it, like, because we just donate us. So they're like, isn't that like bad karma? Like, we both got quiet. Like, yeah, let's
I used keep to have it. A Mormon Bible.
Yeah, this is really thick too.
Like, did you find it under a rock and you had to translate it?
No, that was hers. It's an English dude.
Yeah, John Smith.
Yeah, dum 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 dum.
Dum 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 dum.
You're messing with the magic underpants.
He's like, well, we found a new one that's different. And he goes, well, I can't translate it the same way. Smart, 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 smart.
All right, you got one more topic?
Me? Oh. I at least want to talk about this Australian team.
Oh, well, I'm guaranteeing we're going to get a comment on the Facebook. Let me get my Facebook page ready.
No, Ron's commented, like, I can't wait for the Swiss car to be taken over by the Epstein guards.
It's not going to happen. Maxwell.
He already says it is happening. Epstein's unemployed guards are protecting the Pope.
There you go.
I don't think if they were guarding him in prison, I don't think I'd want him guarding the boat.
Or do we? I'm kidding. I don't want anyone to get Epstein. I mean, kill themselves. But before we go, we're finally end the show, and we went way later than we meant to. The whole point of this, we're trying this out. This is new to us, the 2-a-week thing.
Yeah,
we'll figure this out soon enough.
We're addicted to this shit.
Yeah, we have to figure out how it works.
Pretty soon, we'll be doing every night of the week.
Probably that would keep it short.
Honestly, if we could actually make money doing this enough so I didn't have to work, I would do this every night. I would work 15 hours a day making a show. Problem is, we don't have nearly enough listeners to support that.
We gotta get on Joe Rogan's radar.
What, start an MMA fight? Eat a whole bunch of horse dewormer. Anyway.
All right. Bloody Aussies at a party. I swear we're the last ones to leave.
Uh-huh.
Ron said they're the last. He's talking about the story you were going to cover about they're being charged for partying in a nightclub after testing positive.
Yeah. Oh, he already saw that.
Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, they're being charged. Well, granted, to be fair, kid was a douchebag. Like, you test positive for anything worse than the common cold, you don't go out, period. And even the common cold, typically speaking, you try not to go out, right?
Yeah.
You don't realistically, you don't want to give people the sniffles. I mean, that's a dick move. And then you test positive for the disease that everyone's terrified of. It is a dick move to go out and intentionally spread it. But he's still getting 2 years in jail for going to the fucking club when he's sick. Yeah, like, I've seen people real sick at the club before. And I don't know if they were having a seizure or on drugs or if they were dying of whatever weird SARS, MERS, whatever disease, you know?
Uh-huh.
Australia's a fucking mess. Anyone who can hear me in Australia, you guys sent out an SOS. That's not even true. Fuck you. You Australians are a bunch of pussies. The Aborigines sent out an SOS to the world. Oh my God, they're stinging the police. But they really did. They sent out an SOS to the entire world saying, save us. We're being herded up. And that now they're starting to collect the Australian people, and now people are noticing. But no one noticed the roundup of the Aborigines that actually sent out an SOS to the world. Granted, the Australians might know better than me. There's a news blackout from Australia, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting tougher and tougher to know what's going on down there.
Yeah. That's why we have to bring on our Aussie guy every so often.
Well, you know, maybe...
Ron, just call Jeffrey, like, little Walmart.
Yeah, again?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it the accent?
Probably. Yeah.
No, you know what's even worse is the Wahlbergs in the movies piss me off with their accent because their accent sucks. But the wife actually brought this up recently. I was like, you lived in Virginia for like 15 years and now you came back to Boston and it comes back super hard.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, so Ron says it sounds fake.
Ron says that's not true. We are fighting back. I guess we haven't gotten no news from there, so we don't know what's going on.
Some people are, but yeah. I've seen the problem is they don't. What are they fighting back with? They're throwing spoons at people with guns. Oh. You know?
Someone's cluster.
An 18-year-old got arrested and he's looking at 2 years in prison for going to a movie?
Yeah. You saw the video of the New York cops harassing a little kid?
Yeah, for his papers?
Yeah, that's so fucked up, man.
COVID papers?
Yeah. We named an episode "Show Us Your Papers."
Yeah, we did.
This would have been better now.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time to end the episode before you go pee.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, gee, criminy, dude! You could have waited 45 seconds and not done it that way.
I'm stopping the ice cream.
Oh, I was gonna do at least a sign off for the live stream, but that's all right. I'm just giving you out of time, right? I'm just teasing you.
No. I was picking up stuff.
I know. I was giving you out of time.
I got a bunch of nuts that I've been eating in here.
You gotta bust them everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Close the show so I can stop this recording.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was episode 72. Thanks for tagging along. There will be crickets.
Yes, there will.
Well, play the song, dude.
Oh, you want me to play? Oh, geez. I can do that.
You're still sharing audio.
Yeah, end up with a bang.
Do, 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 do. Let's go with the bang. Bang this.